Welcome everyone to day 32 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just take a moment to settle. Find that sense of groundedness in your body, in the moment. And continuing our discussion of intimacy, we have talked about, the first day was talking about good boundaries, really just having a good sense of ourselves, so that, and noticing the ways in which we might bleed into other people's needs, but really having taken an effort to have good boundaries. Yesterday, of course, the topic was love, really leaning into all the ways we can accept and offer love, lean into those connections. And today, the topic, the subtopic is empathy, is really seeing all the ways in which we can extend ourselves in a healthy way to be curious and kind and willing to see things from the other point of view. Really, in a way, put ourselves aside and lean into other people's feelings, needs, perspective, and hold that lightly. Hold that lightly. And as Rick Hansen says, I think this is a good point, empathy does not mean approval or agreement. We don't have to agree with the way that other people are seeing the world, but we can let down our guard and find that common ground of seeing it from their perspective so that we can have the sense of connection. But again, it does not mean agreement or approval. It's finding that healthy way to have two different perspectives and be connected as human beings, really define the feeling underneath maybe the perspective, the human feeling. I sometimes think about this as the short practice is being able to look at people and say, just like me. Find the ways that they're just like me. They're human, they love someone, they are loved, they have hopes and fears, dreams, really leaning into that particular point of view. So, lean into that today. Be curious and kind and caring. So, shifting to the formal practice, once again, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that sense of being grounded in your own body, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.